These prophecies make it clear that it will take a pure and sincere heart to understand the meaning of these words. For the very next verse says,
"He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches."
He that hath an ear. He that hath a spiritual ear. Yet the churches have been silent for over a century. No word from them about the return of Christ, the coming of Baha'u'llah. Meanwhile, the world has gone from bad to worse, exactly as foreseen by Christ and Isaiah and the prophets of the past. Its condition will become worse still, until it will be, in the words of prophecy, such a time of trouble as was never seen before. Only those riding in the ship of God on that stormy sea will be safe in that day, the safe ship of Baha'u'llah's faith. Baha'u'llah's words make it very clear that he is the one who is meant in this prophecy about the new name. Baha'u'llah declared that the city of God had descended from heaven, and that Mount Carmel had been made the seat of his throne. Baha'u'llah writes,
"Call out, O Zion, O Carmel, and announce the joyful tidings. He that was hidden from mortal eyes is come. Hasten forth and circumambulate the city of God that hath descended from heaven."
The same wonderful story about the city of God descending from heaven in the last day is repeated in the final two chapters of the book of Revelation. Prophecy.
Chapter 21, verse 2. "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven."
And again?
Verse 5. "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new."
And in that same chapter, verse 23.
"And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it."
Baha'u'llah's name means the glory of God. We know that. And Baha'u'llah stood there on that holy mountain and proclaimed that the city of God had once again descended upon the earth. That last book of Christian scripture speaks constantly about the return of Christ. In the final chapter are these words.
Chapter 22, verse 7. "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book."
And there shall be no more mysteries, for the books were opened.
Verse 10, "And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand."
And these words from the book of Revelation.
"Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city."
Baha'u'llah has thrown wide the gates. Baha'u'llah stood on Mount Carmel, and the prophecies were fulfilled. It is in this chapter of Revelation, chapter 3, that time and again the warning is given to the churches of Christ, and through them to all of his followers for all time, to be alert and to watch, and to look for his coming, and to watch for the day of his return. Revelation says,
"If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee."
Baha'u'llah announced his mission to the world well over 100 years ago. The Christian world was not watching. The book of Revelation also said in that same chapter, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." 3 times that powerful phrase is repeated in a single chapter. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. There is no excuse for the followers of Christ not to have recognized Baha'u'llah in the day of his Christ's return. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 and 22. Prophecy.
"Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches."
Baha'u'llah has been knocking on the door for over 120 some years, and still the door has not been opened by the great masses of Christians. The prophecy says,
"I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead."
The Spirit is gone, which is only natural, for Christ has returned. The Christians, who should be the first to accept him, to recognize him, are among the last to accept him. in spite of all that both Christ and Baha'u'llah have done to open their eyes. Baha'u'llah himself wrote to the leaders of the Christian church so that they might be among the first of those who would have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Baha'u'llah wrote,
"This is that which the Son, Jesus, hath decreed, and whatsoever hath proceeded out of his, Christ, blameless, his truth-speaking, trustworthy mouth, can never be altered."
End of quotation. What a tender feeling Baha'u'llah had for Christ. It is understandable, for after all, they are one in spirit. It is like seeing one sun up in the heavens and holding up two mirrors to that sun. We see the light of Christ in one mirror and the light of Baha'u'llah in the other mirror. There is no difference between them. And that is what the return means. The same sunlight of God's truth shines in the both the mirror of Christ and the mirror of Baha'u'llah. Baha'u'llah wrote to all the people of Christianity,
"O concourse of Christians, were ye to be shut out as by a veil from him, this would be for no other reason than your own waywardness and ignorance. Ye make mention of me and know me not."
In another place, Baha'u'llah wrote to the Christians saying, "O people of the gospel, they who were not in the kingdom," people who were not Christians, "have now entered it," the kingdom. "Whilst we behold you," the Christian, "in this day, tarrying at the gate, we behold you, O children of the kingdom, in darkness. This verily beseemeth you not. O followers of the Spirit Jesus, walk not in the footsteps of every divine religious leader that hath gone far astray. Open the doors of your hearts. He who is the Spirit Jesus verily standeth before them." End of quotation. The sun that shines in the mirror of Baha'u'llah is the same sun that shines in the mirror of Christ. That is what the return of Christ means. It is that simple. In the second chapter of Revelation, we have yet another prophecy about a new name for the last day. Prophecy.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the white stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it."
And how does that verse begin, Marguerite?
"He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches."
Right. Because of time, of course, we've been able to touch upon only a few of the prophecies fulfilled by Baha'u'llah.
We have spoken during this study class about the books being sealed until the coming of the Baha'i faith and Baha'u'llah. At that time, the books were opened. This is why today there is nowhere else to turn to for guidance and advice except to Baha'u'llah.
That is what the scriptures told us. The books are sealed to those leaders of religion who have failed to recognize Baha'u'llah. This is not only true of the people of the Christian faith, it is true of the people of all religions. Baha'u'llah is the promised one of all peoples and all religions, not just Christianity.
The promised one of all religions has come. That is not just an idea of the Baha'is. The Bible itself made you that exact promise. It promised that the Messiah would do just that.
If this week has taught us any one other thing, it is this. No Christian who was really on the watch, as Christ instructed him to be, would have failed to examine the story of the coming of Baha'u'llah when he heard about it. The Christian clergyman R.A. Torrey, when he was the dean of the Bible Institute of Los Angeles, in his book The Return of the Lord Jesus, listed over 250 separate distinct passages on the certainty and consequences of the second coming of Christ. Still the Christian world is waiting because they didn't know the hour. But now they do. These words should never be taken to be an attack on the religions of other people. Never. Or upon the clergymen of the world. Never. Baha'u'llah himself forbids such a thing. Baha'u'llah praises the lofty station of those religious leaders whose behavior and deeds are as holy and noble as their words.
Such religious leaders, of whatever faith they may be, Baha'u'llah tells us, are like an eye to mankind, to guide it aright.
But we should not be misled by those who would close the door in the face of our search for truth. No one can be responsible for another man's soul. We can't expect that our Christian leaders are going to lead their followers into the path. Perhaps they feel too much is at stake for them. It was the same in the day of Christ's first coming. It's not something new. Jesus himself told his followers that. Prophecy.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Christ warned people against those leaders who claimed that the spiritual law was in their hands. Yet they themselves turned aside from the messenger of God when he came, the very one whose coming they were instructed to be awake and to watch for. In Luke chapter 11, verse 52, Jesus said, prophecy.
Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye have entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered.
So we see that in this day we must act according to our own feelings and our own inner beliefs. No man, no spiritual leader can tell us what our own heart tells us. Yet, beloved friends, you may be sure that there will be many wonderful heroic clergymen in these days who will accept Baha'u'llah, just as there were in the early days of Christianity, who will hear Baha'u'llah's message and accept it. Many already have. Over 400 of the leading clergymen accepted this faith in the land of its birth in its first years. Many religious leaders among the Christians today will hear the sound of Baha'u'llah's voice. Christ said, my sheep will know my voice. Christ said that the Spirit of truth would lead men to all truth. That Spirit of truth has come. The one who has the answers to all their problems has appeared. It is Baha'u'llah. Prophecy.
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid.
Isn't it true? In his book, The Heritage of the Anglo-Saxon Race, M.H. Goyer, a millennial Christian scholar, declared, I'm quoting him now, the skepticism and unbelief so prevalent concerning the second advent of Christ is in itself a sign of the last days. St. Peter tells us, there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. That's in 2 Peter 3:4. One hears these very words everywhere today, even among the leaders of the church. This terribly momentous event, return of Christ, is regarded with incredibility as visionary. End of quotation.